Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. We can say what we believe or what we want to believe about where we are on a spiritual level, but how do we measure the scale? How do we truly know if we're growing closer to our Creator and living the life He wants us to live? What is going to tell us, move us, motivate us to draw closer to Him? And what is going to condemn us and make us feel like we're not doing good enough? The scriptures call this conscience. And they talk often in scriptures about the conscience of a person and what it's going to determine the scale of where we're at. In Acts 24, verse 16, Paul says, "Because of this, I always try to maintain a clear conscience before Yahweh and all people." Not only before Yahweh, but all people. And this is what we need to discuss today, because our wonderful Creator is full of grace, mercy, but people aren't that way. We must not only have a clear conscience with our standing with our Creator, but also think about the other people we're reaching in life. Where does our conscience stand with them? And the scriptures address this many times. And this in Acts 24:16 is one of those places where it says again, "I always try to maintain a conscience before Yahweh and all people." The weighing scale to know. Imagine your conscience is like a weighing scale. A scale that can be tipped one way or the other way. Now, before we come to know our Creator, this scale may be all the way on the side of a lack of feelings for others, a lack of feeling for the scriptures. We may have a selfish attitude. We may lie, steal, and curse and speak it away like it doesn't mean much and not be too concerned with what we're doing. And the scale doesn't need to move at all because we don't have that conscience to tell us maybe, just maybe, we're doing something wrong. This here is not a condemnation, it is the work of the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, what we refer to as the Holy Spirit, making us more like Yeshua. He wants our conscience to be touched every day when we're doing something. To be born again, to be a new person in Yeshua, who left us the gift of this set-apart spirit to help guide our way, and when we're not doing something, to help us realize that something is wrong, the scale's being tipped in the wrong way. Spiritual growth is going to be measured by a sensitive conscience. This is important to get and understand. We might not realize this, but the scriptures talk about this a lot. How we feel when we leave a place, when we leave a situation. It's not just a thought based on the world. It's something that comes from inside us that we need to make things right. And that is the set-apart spirit moving us to live closer to the way our Creator models His life and wants us to live. Hebrews 5:14 says, "Solid food is for those who are mature, who though training have skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong." Spiritual maturity is not measured by how much Bible knowledge we have, how much scriptures we can quote, how many years we have been believers, or how many religious activities we do. that's not what's measuring our spiritual growth. That might look good in front of other people or sound good to us. But a true sign of maturity is that our hearts become more sensitive to these things. David prayed in Psalms 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me alone in the path of everlasting life. A mature believer does not ask how much I can get away with. He asks, Father, is there anything in me that grieves you? So we have to understand that when we're reading scripture, and when we read it each time, we see something different. But it's the same thing with the sensitivity of our conscience or our thoughts and just our life. When we're a new believer, some things might not seem important to us. Some things new believers can't understand this, as people have been doing this a long time. They say, oh, that's, you're being legalistic, or that's too much, or you're taking it too far. But the longer you walk with our Creator, you get one or two things. You either get super comfortable, and in that case, you kind of, you move backwards a little bit. You don't take it as seriously. Or you continue growing and getting more sensitive to things that you used to let just slip by, but you don't do that anymore. Now you really, you just something doesn't feel right. You know, there's a saying, we lose sleep over certain things. When we say something or do something that didn't come out the right way, we can't just walk away and forget about it. We got to go back and make it right. We got to think about these things. This is the way these scriptures or these people show us in the scriptures of the spiritual conscience where we should be and how we could use it as a scale. The problem we have is the enemy and the forces of the enemy. We want to call them demons. We want to call them enemy attack. We want to call it spiritual warfare or whatever we want. But this conscience scale is going to determine our maturity. And what happens is it could go the opposite way as well. Humility is a great sign of spiritual maturity. Not just in your humility to please our wonderful Creator, but your humility to mankind. And the opposite of humility is pride. And the enemy wants us to relish pride and be prideful about things. And that goes completely opposite to what I'm saying here. If you have pride in your life, and the scriptures talk way against pride, if you have a prideful life, you are tipping the scale way in the other direction. And it needs to be turned. We can repent to our Creator when nobody else sees what's going on in life. We can repent to Him and be thankful for His grace and mercy. But can we go before man, our loved ones, the ones closest to us, the ones that we see every day, and say, I was wrong, forgive me, to ask for this forgiveness? Because when we look at the spiritual attacks from the enemy and the spiritual warfare that's going on, we have to really understand that unforgiveness is one of the major things that are holding believers back today. Unforgiveness and bitterness. Because it's pride fighting against humility. James 4 verse 6 says, Yahweh opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You understand? Many people have no problem asking our Creator to forgive them. But the true test of humility is to ask those closest to you. The stronger the pride, the harder it's going to be to do that. It's a great spiritual scale to see where we're at. We must understand the idea in Acts 24:16 of keeping a clear conscience, not only before our Creator, but before man also. Paul said, I Always try to maintain a clear conscience before Yahweh and all people. He didn't say before our wonderful Creator only. He said end. End all people. To do your best to have a clear conscience before man and all people. The goal of the disciple is to live so that the person can honestly say, you hurt me and never tried to make it right. This does not mean everyone will like us. Yeshua himself was hated, rejected, and falsely accused. But as far as it depends on us, we should walk in peace and integrity. And do our best where we've went over everything with everyone. We didn't leave any bad moments standing between two people and at least ask them for forgiveness. Now what they decide to do with that is up to them. And if we've hurt them, that we would apologize to them. What they do with that is up to them. But I am telling you, unforgiveness and bitterness is holding way too many people back in today's world. And it is a big issue. It is a big problem. In Matthew 5:23-24, Yeshua teaches about what must come before worship. We must go and make things right with our fellow man, with those closest to us. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar, in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave the sacrifice there and go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifices to Yahweh. Matthew 5:23-24. Yeshua is saying, do not ignore broken relationships by pretending everything is fine between you and our wonderful Creator. Yes, the Father desires obedience and humility, but not just to be standing right with Him. He wants us to not to be some righteous performance. He wants us to be right with one another, to have clean hands. We cannot truly come to our Father and worship Him while refusing to deal with the hurt we may have caused in others. We must think about this and get to a point in our lives where we don't need to think about it. To get to a point in our lives where automatically we're going to have that feeling nudge us. We're not going to be able to have a good night's sleep until we go and make things right if something was wrong. There's two ways we do this, or believers do this, and it's a problem today. One is refusing to ask forgiveness from someone we hurt. We need to ask for forgiveness and move on from that. The Ruach HaKodesh may bring somebody's name to our mind or something that happened. The question is, are we going to answer that call when the Spirit is leading us to go and make things right? Sometimes it doesn't need to be much to just go to that person and say, forgive me. I judged unfairly. You might not know this, but I did something I shouldn't have did to you. Or I even thought bad things about you. Or I judged you the wrong way. Simple words can restore relationships because you don't know what that person's thinking. And maybe you don't think they know, but they do know. Or maybe somebody told them something and they got a false impression of you. To go and speak with them. And then we look at the opposite side of that. When somebody hurts you and you refuse to forgive them, this unforgiveness is one of the things that holds believers back tremendously. In Mark 11, verse 25, it says, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that you, your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Unforgiveness is a prison we build for ourselves, and it's a spiritual warfare that we're losing. It's a big attack, and this is a big problem we're having today. To forgive those as you have forgiven us, Father. And just unforgiveness on both sides of this is a big problem. It doesn't always mean that trust is instantly restored, but it means we release the issue. We're done with it. We're not holding anything against anyone else, and we're not letting them hold things against us. Remember, Romans 12:18 says to live in peace with everyone. Do all things that you can live in peace with everyone. Do all that you can. Everything you can do to live in peace with others. We are not responsible for their reaction or how they're going to respond to these things. Some people might reject our apology. Some may continue to be angry. Some may choose separation. Our responsibility is not controlling their heart. Our responsibility is keeping our heart pure. Personal relationships is important, not only with those we love, but even with our enemies, to make sure that we're not doing anything against them in a way that in any way can go against how the Spirit would want us to teach them and what they're going through. That we could have a completely clear conscience every single moment, every single day. And of all this, we look at the example of Yeshua. The wonderful example of Yeshua. In 1 Peter 2:23, it says, he did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of Yah, who always judges fairly. Yeshua spoke with truth, with love, corrected sin without hatred, and forgave those who crucified him, setting a great example for the way we should treat one another. Forgiveness, humility, to leave nothing on the table. Everything has been said that needs to be said, in a way that needs to be said, led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit, to do our best to make things right with people. You know, in the scripture talk a lot about being a peacemaker and being at peace and making peace. It's not only inner peace. It's to make sure we've done our best to make sure people could be at peace with the situation as well. It's not always going to go 100% right. But we always have to try to make it right. Do our best. Know that we gave our best effort. Think about that and think about the people in your lives. Think about the people in their lives that somehow, some way, I'm not saying it needs to be justified, but they feel hurt by something you did, by something you said. And it doesn't have to be something that happened just yesterday. It could be from years ago. A relationship that was broken because of a situation that happened. And for years that could really hold us back until we finally reconcile things with that person, or at least we let them know. And sometimes it's too late. Sometimes that person might have passed on already. But it's never too late to still release that. And to do your best to get in touch with that person. But if you can't, Yah knows. But to truly, sincerely try to make things right one way or the other. Luke 23, verse 34 says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. If our Messiah could forgive his enemies, we have no excuse to hold unforgiveness towards those who have hurt us. Now, people try to make excuses. people try to make reasons. You know, remember, it doesn't say to trust everyone. It says to forgive everyone who hurt you. Or to ask for forgiveness of those you hurt. Doesn't mean you have to be their best friend. Doesn't mean you have to trust them. And you're not doing it like the world says and the world's way says is to keep your enemies close. No, you're doing it because you want to be right with our Creator. You're doing it because you want to follow the Ruach HaKodesh. You're doing it for humility. You want to be right with one another. You know, man might say don't burn any bridges because they're thinking about the possibility of other advantages and that you might get in the future. They're always trying to find a way that's to their benefit and to their profit from a physical standpoint. But very seldom do you find somebody humble enough to do this from a spiritual standpoint. Yeshua didn't say forgive them, they know not what they do, because he was thinking about maybe they'll take him down when they hear him asking for forgiveness. Or maybe somehow, some way, it'll benefit him in the future. He wasn't doing it for a physical profit or a gain. He was doing it, and we should be doing it, because this is what our Heavenly Father asked us to do. To be humble. And not be too prideful to go and say, I messed up. And not do it just to look good, but to sincerely mean it. Let me put it this way. We shouldn't lose sleep over anything that has to do in being concerned with our relationship with our Creator. But we should lose sleep if we're not standing in the right place with our Creator. We shouldn't be able to just fall asleep easily and not worry about it or not think about it. It should keep us up at night. It should worry us. It should bother us until we go and make things right. So when we do sleep, we know that everything's right. And we're not sleeping out of pride saying it doesn't matter, they're all wrong and I'm right. No, we're sleeping knowing that I've done everything I could to make this right with people. Not for my own benefit or my own gain, but because I just want to be right with our Creator. Every day we should ask ourselves some questions. Is there anyone I need to forgive? And again, it doesn't just have to be currently in our life. It could be somebody, something that might have happened really a long time ago. Is there anyone I need to apologize to? Is there anything I've done today where I might need to apologize? Have I spoken harshly to my spouse or my children? You know, it's very simple or to go to our Creator and pray in silence and quietness. But as you start to get on personal levels, it's much more complicated. And a stranger, maybe not too difficult. Oh, I apologize if you took that the wrong way or if that came out the wrong way. But to those closest to you, and the ones that are close to you, your children, your spouse, those living in your family, your neighbors, why does it seem that those are the hardest ones to humble yourself to? Because you don't want to get them, you don't want to feel weak or something in front of them? No. Those are the ones that are really going to test where we are spiritually. Is there any pride keeping me from making things right? Remember, you have pride and you have humility. Make things right with our Creator. Is my conscience clear before Yahweh and before man? This is what should help us sleep at night and fall asleep with no problem. I've gotten through the day. Your conscience is sensitive. And your sensitive conscience is one of the greatest signs that we are becoming more like Yeshua in the way we should live. A person who's truly walking with our wonderful Creator is not someone who never makes mistakes. Do we get that? Do we realize that? It's not about being perfect. It's about being the way He wants us to be. To forgive others so we will be forgiven. So to forgive others so we will be forgiven, not by other men, but to be forgive others so we will be forgiven by a wonderful Creator. This is the prayer of our Creator and what He wants us. It's not being perfect. It's somebody who, as quickly as possible, is willing to change their thinking, to repent from what they've done, quick to forgive, and quick to make things right. Not adding sparks to the fire so things explode. But before anything, don't give that enemy anything to go off of. Just to slow down and ask yourself these questions every single day. And you know, and it's okay to pray to the Father to help you, to for you to be more humble. Never, ever, ever leave a situation. Continue to go a long time because it builds up, whether you know it or not. And this is why when people truly reconcile, or even just speaking, I forgive you, or if somebody tries to come to forgive you, you know, ask for forgiveness, you don't hold it against you. No, I'm never going to, you let it go. There's a connection between physical disease and unforgiveness, or physical disease and stubbornness, of not letting go of these things. And this is a clear way that the enemy attacks people. So I call you today to think about this, ask yourself these questions, and I pray that your conscience can be more sensitive, where these things will bother you until you've made things right with one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this word, and thank you for the brothers and sisters. Everybody, have a blessed day. Yah be with you. And yes, we should be thinking about what we're saying and what we're doing and our appearance before one another. But if we've offended somebody, don't just ask Yah to forgive you. Go to that person and ask them for forgiveness. Or let them acknowledge that you've done something wrong and it wasn't what your intent was. So everyone could feel better in the situation. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yah be with you, brothers and sisters. Stay strong this day and always. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.